Hey everyone, this is Benj Smith, and I'm the leadership pastor here at Sugar Hill Church. Thanks again for taking the time to listen to these Sugar Hill Church's weekday podcast. We genuinely appreciate it. And if you're listening to this podcast, it means that Sugar Hill Church's very first family experience event has come and gone. And knowing the amount of effort and love that was put into it by so many leaders in our church, I'm sure of three things. One, it was a huge success. Two, we had loads of fun and laughter. And three, much was made of Jesus. We are so thankful for Gina Napier and the entire children's ministry team. They really are simply amazing. We now have approximately 150 more children on Sunday morning than we did a year ago. Wow. God truly is pouring out his blessings on our church and especially children's ministry. And for that, we are very, very grateful. Please pray for this ministry and that we will have the wisdom, the facility space, the small group leaders to continue to serve and invest in the children and their families at the highest possible level. Quick update on our children's facility area. So the work continues on upgrading the children, the middle school and student area. Progress is going much slower than we had hoped, but it's still moving forward, and we are all really excited to see and experience the end results, especially for our Sugar Hill Church families. And thanks to everyone that gave towards these much-needed upgrades. We are doing our best to use the contributions wisely and to be good stewards of all that God has entrusted with us. Hey, and a big thank you to the Sunday morning adult small groups that moved their meeting location to the newly upgraded trailer, or as some have called it, the cottage. Their generosity allowed us to create additional space for two additional children's small groups. And while we still need more space to accommodate the crazy growth, we're so thrilled to have this problem, and it's a great problem to solve for, especially since the overwhelming majority of churches are shrinking, and we just happen to be one of the blessed ones that's growing. It truly is a blessing to serve alongside people that are willing to do whatever it takes to engage more children, more students, more young families in God conversations. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Okay, so I talked a little bit about our church family stuff, and so now I want to talk about our personal families. So just so you know, your church leadership believes that outside of our personal relationship with Jesus, nothing is more important than family. Not work, not sports, not church, not small groups, not serving in a ministry, not anything. And it's so easy to get in the habit of putting work or church stuff ahead of our kids and or our spouse. And believe me, I've been there and I understand. At one point in my work life, I was working literally in another country for 2 to 3 weeks out of every month. And I did this for about a year. I allowed myself to get caught up in the thrill of helping grow an internet broadcasting startup company. And needless to say, this was a tremendous strain on my family life. And eventually it hit my dumb brain what I was doing to my family was just inappropriate. So one day, while I was in the home office in Prague, I decided enough was enough and walked into our president's office and informed him I wasn't coming back. I didn't know what was going to happen next or even if I would have a job when I got back to Atlanta. They did end up putting me in a different role back in Atlanta, and I never did go back to Prague. And then, of course, I began the process of putting my family back in the right life priority. So I do understand the challenges of balancing work and our ministry with family. But listen, I've seen many families suffer while their parent or parents spend way too much time at work or, yes, even at church. We tell all of our SHC or Sugar Hill Church ministry leaders that if their ministry is killing it, and their family hardly recognizes them, then they're failing as a Sugar Hill Church ministry leader. We don't want our children to grow up thinking mom or dad's work and our ministry priorities are higher than they are. You see, your kids and or your spouse are okay with, and in fact, desperately want your first priority to be spending quality time with Jesus. But make no mistake, they want and need to be your second priority. When we put them third, fourth, or fifth, we're sending the message that they just aren't that important to us, and as a result, the family unit starts to suffer. When Chuck and I start our strategic planning conversations for the following year at Sugar Hill Church, the first thing we do is identify the top two or three things we want as a church, what we want to get better at, and only then do we start addressing the rest of the church's ministry plans and programs. And so really, we should all do the same thing for our personal lives. The late leadership guru Stephen Covey once said, "Effective leadership is putting first things first." So my prayer is that each of us, including me, will continue to put our relationship with Jesus first and our relationship with our loved ones second, and then sort out the rest of our life's priorities. Hey, everyone, thanks again for hanging out with Chuck, Bobby, and me via these weekly podcasts. And as always, I really do look forward to seeing you guys this Sunday at Sugar Hill Church, and I hope the rest of your day is refreshing and fulfilling. Bye now.